This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. The top UN court orders Israel to allow food and medical aid into Gaza, AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
In a legally binding order on Thursday, the International Court of Justice says Israel must open more land crossings into Gaza for food, water, fuel and other key supplies. Two new so-called provisional measures in a case brought by South Africa accusing Israel of acts of genocide in its war in Gaza. Charges Israel denies. The UN's reported that 100% of Gaza's 2.3 million people are at severe levels of food insecurity. Aid deliveries have been impeded by Israeli military restrictions, ongoing hostilities, and the breakdown of public order, according to the UN and international aid groups. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Palestinians in Gaza's Khan Yunis grieved for their relatives and loved ones on Friday following an Israeli strike that killed 22 people, according to Gaza's health ministry. Nearly 33,000 Palestinians have been killed and more than 75,000 injured in Israel's military offensive on Gaza since October 7th, the Gaza health ministry said on Friday. Israel carried out its deadliest strikes in months on northern Syria's Aleppo province early on Friday, stepping up its campaign against Iran proxies in parallel with its war in Gaza. Israel has ramped up airstrikes in Syria against both the Lebanese Hezbollah militia and the Iranian Revolutionary Guard Corps since the Iranian-backed Palestinian faction Hamas's attack on Israel on October 7th. And in recent days, pilots have resumed regular practice for raids into Lebanon. Hamas is a U.S.-designated terrorist group. This is VOA News. A tropical cyclone that swept across the island of Madagascar this week killed at least 18 people and displaced thousands more, the country's disaster management office said on Friday. The cyclone crossed the northeast of Madagascar on Wednesday and Thursday and displaced more than 20,000 people, the National Bureau of Risk and Disaster Management said in its report. It made landfall in northeast Madagascar on Wednesday morning with average winds of 150 kilometers per hour and gusts of 210 kilometers per hour. The U.S. government approved $60 million in relief funds for the state of Maryland on Thursday to begin rebuilding the Francis Scott Key Bridge in the city of Baltimore. Reuters correspondent Gabe Singer reports.
The bridge collapsed Tuesday morning after a massive cargo freighter that had lost power plowed into the structure in Baltimore Harbor. The bodies of two men have been recovered while four others are missing and presumed dead. They were conducting repairs on the bridge when it was struck. Maryland Governor Wes Moore said Thursday that recovering the missing workers and bringing closure to their families remained a top priority. He also confirmed the Biden-Harris administration had approved his state's emergency funds request on Thursday, hours after it was submitted, an extraordinarily quick relief payout after such a disaster. A team of experts must first assess how to dislodge the vessel, which is loaded with thousands of containers and entangled in bridge debris.
Reuters correspondent Gabe Singer. Many Americans say immigrants contribute to the economy, but there's worry over risks, a new poll finds. AP correspondent Donna Warder reports.
A poll conducted by the Associated Press and the NORC Center for Public Affairs Research finds that Americans are more worried about legal immigration and its impact on the country. About 40% of Americans surveyed say that when immigrants come to the U.S. legally, it's a major benefit for American companies to get the expertise of skilled workers. And 38% say legal immigrants enrich American culture and values. But both figures are down compared with 2017. 32% surveyed say there's a major risk that legal immigrants will commit crimes in the U.S. That figure was 19% in 2017. Donna Warder, Washington.
A Russian state news agency says nine people have been detained by Tajikistan State Security Service over suspected contact with the perpetrators of last week's attack by gunmen on a suburban Moscow concert hall that killed 144 people. The agency on Friday, citing information from an unnamed source in Tajikistan Special Services, said they are residents of a city east of the capital and Russian security forces were involved. I'm Joe Ramsey. VOA.